Welcome back to another Sports Guys Only. Gavin got us started.
Started
on the podcast tonight. And if you don't like sports, get out now. Thanks.
Leave.
Let's just get right into it. Which, boys, I know we've been talking. We should get some segments for this. But let's get into the combine.
Let's talk about the record breaking run.
He's
fast.
Xavier Worthy. Hold on, that guy's fast.
Give me your thoughts on the fact that he cut weight.
I don't care.
You don't care?
No, because he's going to put it back on, and that means he's still fast as shit.
Hold on. Stop there. Carter, what are your thoughts on him cutting weight to get the record? That was his whole point to it.
Who cares?
See, that kind of bugs me, because like Ross ran that shit 190 pounds.
How much weight did he cut?
I think it was 12 pounds.
That's not that much weight.
Have you ever cut 12 pounds?
Yeah, in a day.
Okay. You don't think that makes you faster?
Yeah, it does make you faster. I don't get what the...
My point is if John... hold on, let me ask this.
I'm fucking
confused. So if John cuts 12
pounds... Hey, by the way,
pounds,
it says he weighs in at Texas. He's listed at 172. At the combine, he weighed in at 165.
I guess he said on the interview that he cut 12 pounds, but okay, we'll say 7 pounds. Either way.
He's trying to get drafted higher to get more money.
Yeah, but my question is, no, because he said on the combine after, I did this to get the record, not to get the money.
Yeah.
I did this to have the record.
If you cut 12 pounds, you couldn't get the record. So he's still fast.
What? No, sure I couldn't, but what if Ross cut it?
Why didn't he?
The kid had it before. Because he wasn't going for the record. He was just going to show how fast the motherfucker was. He did it 190 pounds.
It's pretty dumb then. I don't know.
I hate you. You don't watch football. But I'm just saying, like, what if Ross cuts pounds and does it? What do you think he runs at? Fucking 4.42 flat?
I don't know. I don't care. He didn't.
Man, that doesn't seem as nice to me.
No,
I just don't like
dude,
the cutting,
how do you know John Ross didn't cut weight?
Because he would have said that.
No, he wouldn't have, dude. Guys don't just...
Back a year ago.
I'm just saying,
John Ross is a while ago.
Yeah.
I think guys it was last year, the year before.
Not even close.
No. Guys don't just come right out most of the time and be like, yeah, I cut weight so I could get this record. And if he did, that's fine. Honestly, he cut from his playing weight, from his listed weight, he cut 7 pounds.
He was drafted in 2017, by the way.
Oh, God, it's been that long.
Eight years.
So if he cuts, what's he run, you think? Honestly.
John Ross?
Yeah.
I don't know that he didn't cut, but if he did cut, I don't know, 4.2 flat.
Fucking 25 pounds heavier and still barely beats him. Just doesn't hold as much.
Bro.
It
does hold weight. Are you saying that Tyreek Hill isn't a great wide receiver because of his speed?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, then
I just said the record
saying?
To me, if we're going to start cutting and just chasing one thing, like that's the only thing you came to the combine to do is to cut weight to get that record. Like, just doesn't.
Yeah, but he's a great receiver, too.
I want you to run how you play football. He's
dude,
average. But,
it's
you
know. He cut 7 pounds.
And if that shaved off
he's average,
0.6.
He's projected to be what, a first-round draft pick?
Now, before he was late second round.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Yeah, he wasn't too high.
Yeah, he wasn't even... No, he was like late second, early third before he fucking broke the record. Now they're talking second round because he's showing he's fast. But my question is, you put that 7 pounds back on, what's he run then? A 4.28? A 4.3? That's all I'm saying.
No, I don't think he would have run a 4.28 or a 4.3. I think he would have run like a 4.23.
I don't think
like, dude, maybe.
This is in what ifs.
Yeah, this is all very what ifs. And maybe. Either way, I don't. To me,
so
man,
it doesn't tarnish you. We've established that. It tarnishes it for me. Either
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it tarnishes it for you.
Did you see Blake Corum did as many reps as
Joe Alt?
Yeah,
that was. I texted that to Cal and I was like, dude.
That's not good.
No.
Joe, if you an offensive lineman, you throw up the same as the running back, I mean.
What about Braden Fisk? You told me that he went and said he was going to do...
He was gonna blow the record out, and then he didn't even...
He did like 27 reps.
No, I think it was 30-something.
No, it was 20-something.
Was it the same? Was it?
27 or 29.
Yeah, he said he's
going
to blow the record out and then does 20. So it was kind of a
It's not like that's a bad like test out, but...
I mean, for a D lineman, I feel like 27's not...
It's not bad,
I feel actually. Like most of them last year were in the 30s.
Fisk did 26.
26, so one less than the running back. For Michigan.
Yeah. That's Cora. Not great, man.
No.
No, and I'm not going to lie. Joe Alt was like projected to go top 5 and then puts up 27. If I was GM, I'd be like, ooh, I don't know about shit.
He did not do very well.
His cone drill didn't look good. His fucking bench press looked rough. It might have hurt him.
It probably did.
Shouldn't have tested
him. Which my question is then, can the Vikings get him at, what, we have 11?
11.
Can we get him at 11?
We need a quarterback because Kirk's moving
to
Atlanta.
Stop it. We can get J.J. McCarthy second round.
Did you read
fine.
That from Mike Florio?
It's been posted that? A lot. I don't know where.
I think Florio wrote that he was looking for a house out there.
J.J. McCarthy is not going to the second round.
He might.
No.
No.
You don't think so?
No. Not anymore.
Not anymore?
Not even
I don't
close.
Think so. I think he's going in the first. Some people project him to be like a top 15, haven't
they?
Yep.
I had seen one guy take a wild pick and went, he could go top four after, I don't remember what drill it was.
I don't think
he'll
go top four, but.
I could see it depending on some things, but maybe. The wild hot take I'm going to say right now, I think Harrison's got a chance to go one or two.
No.
It's QB. It's QB.
We're going to find out, though, because what happens if everybody trades around?
No one's going to trade around.
How do you know?
Those three teams aren't trading. Because you tell me what makes sense if you're one of those three teams. What would you have to get to trade?
If I was Chicago?
Yep.
If I was Chicago and I do it right?
You're getting Caleb Williams, by the way.
No. I think, if hold on, let me rephrase this. Am I the GM with how I'm playing?
Sure.
I'm taking Harrison number one. Because I think Justin Fields with the right O-line, if you can draft the next couple around him and build some decency, it's the same.
Dude, you have a chance. In a lot of people's minds, you have a chance to take a generational talent.
Yeah, that's what they said about Bryce Young, too. So
No, they didn't.
No, last year, people drafting Bryce Young were wishing they could draft Caleb Williams.
I am the oddball in this room of I don't think Caleb Williams is going to be a generational talent.
Okay, so I'm saying that everyone else does.
Not everybody. No, that's not true.
Okay.
Not everybody.
The majority.
Not even the majority.
Okay.
One of your most respected ESPN analysts, or not analysts, I shouldn't say ESPN analysts, one of your most respected analysts doesn't even put him as the top
Who's
QB.
That?
Coward.
I don't think Coward is a great. I wouldn't say he's one of the most respected.
No, I said one of the ones you respect.
I listened to some Coward though in the past. I've now stopped really listening to Coward because he doesn't make that much. He flip flops a lot.
He does flip flops.
That said, I don't care what Coward says. He's been wrong many times before, and it's not going to change my opinion.
Yeah.
Or 85% of everyone else's opinions.
We're gonna find out.
On Caleb Williams, but
I would go with the generational talent of Harrison at number one for the Bears.
But they're going to take him at if they could trade up and take him at four
trade
if
up.
They wanted to.
Yeah,
you mean trade down?
No, they the could Bears keep have their picks, one. Bro. They have an eight, I think. Is their other pick?
Yeah,
is the eight their other one? I didn't know where.
I think it's around eight or nine.
It's nine, I think, but.
We'll find out.
I mean, like, if the Bears really wanted Harrison, you know, they can move some shit around. But they're not going to. They're going to take Caleb Williams, and the Cardinals are going to take
They're a receiver away, unless they get a good free agent.
They're not a I don't know if they're a receiver away. I think
From
you're
playoff,
wrong.
But that's just my thought.
Sure. Yeah, no,
yeah,
we
you're
we
wrong.
Disagree,
you,
yeah.
You're Kyler's Kyler Murray Glazer.
Yep. Yeah, you
I got
would
it.
Suck Kyler Murray's dick if he asked.
Yep.
Carter.
You can't say that on here, but
I know you're riding with it, but do you want to take that back?
No. MVP season coming.
You would actually suck his dick?
No.
Yeah, you could step back from that part. You honestly think he's going to have an MVP season?
I'm going to put money on it.
How much do you want to put on it that he puts an MVP season? What year? Next year or the year after?
This year.
How much do you want to put on it? $100?
Well, for DraftKings, I'm probably going to put about 50 to 100.
You want
to
put $100 on with you? Me? I'll put $100 on with you right now.
See, that's bad.
But
payout.
His odds on yeah, his odds on DraftKings are really good.
What
his
do you want to make
the
odds? 50-50. 1 to 3?
If It's way Damn. Higher than
what
that.
Do you want, what do you want to make it with me?
With
I will
him?
Make some solid odds with
I'd
him.
Give you $100. You give me $1,000.
10-1 odds? That's
You're going to make $100.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid bet, though. There's no chance Kyler Murray.
You're going to make $100.
Yeah, but there's no chance Kyler Murray puts it up, so that's why I'm debating. If by some God miracle everyone else gets hurt and I lose $1,000 for a point.
You give Kyler Murray Justin Jefferson. He's not MVP.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Let me stew on that, and I will say on the podcast at the end what I do.
What about 5-1?
No.
5-1, I'll take it right now.
Nope. It needs to be high. I should look up what it is on DraftKings because
yeah,
I'm sure it's
I bet it's
bad.
Fucking 27-1.
Exactly.
I bet it's painful.
Yeah. All right,
One receiver is not going
to 10-1?
I will say at the end if I take 10-1. 10-1 is a little steep.
I don't know.
What is it?
I can't. I'm. It's
I don't know.
Right?
Oh, it's 10-1's not that steep. I'd take it now before he sees what that says.
Oh, it's going to be.
I bet it's 27 plus.
At least, yeah.
If not 50.
You want $100?
You want $100?
It's not showing him as an option for an MVP vote.
Doesn't even
obviously.
Put him in the running.
All right. Here's a question. Is there anybody else that you guys saw at the combine that you thought really like had a great performance? I don't know how much you guys watched. I watched a lot of highlights, but I didn't.
I watched some highlights. That receiver from Washington, Felix, is that right?
Odunze?
Odunze? No.
That's Rome.
What?
Rome, yeah. Odunze.
Who is the... Yeah, Rome Odunze had... I was impressed with that. And then there's one other kid, I thought, from Washington. Was it the QB?
The tight end caught two balls.
Jalen no. McMillan?
Was that the tight... No, that was Colorado State tight end.
Where's that Felix kid play for? I can't think of it.
Let me find it
what
again.
What was it? Felix something. He's quarterback.
A quarterback?
Yeah, Felix something.
Michael Penix?
Oh, that might have been it. I probably read it wrong on the quick fucking run by. That probably would have been my... Yikes. Dude, I was like scrolling through reels and I was like, oh, him and J.J. McCarthy. And I watched both throw and then I moved on. Penix,
we know
bad.
Ball on this podcast.
That's my bad,
that's why
everybody.
We're talking about sports.
That's my bad, everybody. I was on reels scrolling through. I just saw J.J. McCarthy and I saw him throw and I saw the name pop Felix. Up and then I was just watching him throw.
Plus 5,000 odds, by the way.
God.
Dude, 1,001.
1,001's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. Hey, I got one more question. What's can you look at McCaffrey's?
It's going to be way higher.
No shit, but I'm just curious what it is.
I'll look it up. Give me a second.
Because I'd throw $50 on DraftKings for that if it's a fair run.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll find it. Keep talking.
Anyway, all right. Let's... So nobody else you guys saw in the combine, really, though?
That nothing that thinking? Blew. I mean, the fact that Drake May, without a step, can throw 85 yards is kind of impressive.
Joe Milton can throw a bomb.
Yeah, I saw that, too.
That guy can throw a bomb. Yeah. If you need him to throw a 12-yard crossing route, there's no chance it's complete 50% of the time.
You need him to launch at 75.
If you need to launch at 75, it's on the money.
Dude, did you see Drake May throw it?
I did, yeah. I watched all of them.
Little one step, zing! And I was like, how far is that going to go? And then I kept watching. I was like,
J.J. McCarthy missed a lot of throws, bro.
In tight, yeah, he did.
Plus 10,000.
But the deep ball was solid. Plus 10. Wait, hold on.
Same as Will Levis, Geno Smith, and Bryce Young.
For Christian McCaffrey?
Mm-hmm.
That's insulting.
Wow, you should make
quarterback
a bet on
award.
That.
I'll put $50 on that. That's downright insulting.
Yeah, it's good odds.
that one.
All right.
Who was the D tackle that was like 370 pounds? And ran a really fast.
Braden Fisk.
Was it him?
Yeah.
No. I thought, no.
Yeah.
It was a big.
The black kid.
Yep.
Not to be racial. I didn't catch the name, though, but I know who you're talking about. No, because he ran like a 5'4".
Yeah.
Or a 5'5".
I'm trying to find his
and
name.
And it was wild because they said if
I think it was a 5'3", 8". Or,
Devondre
it was,
Sweat.
Yeah, there we go.
Yep.
It was. They said if you dropped the weight, it would have broken records.
Yeah, Devondre Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
What did he run it in?
5'27" at 366 pounds.
That's insane. That Braden Fisk dude, that D tackle.
Mm-hmm.
I have that actually.
Where's he
right
from?
Here. Florida State.
Florida State. Yeah.
4.78.
4.78.
Yeah, but did you see his weight?
That's crazy.
I had it up.
292.
Yeah.
I had it up.
Moving.
Where was it?
Yeah.
That's moving for a D tackle. For sure.
Yeah, it was. It was impressive. It was scary, actually.
Yeah, it was.
Did you see Calvin Johnson? So I didn't watch Combine a lot back then. Did you see what he ran the 40 in at 240
yeah,
pounds?
Yeah, was it 4.3 something?
4.35.
Yeah.
Run you down.
What did I say before? If that guy had like
Hypothetically, if he plays 18 years, do you think
18
he,
years?
18 years. Do you think
it's
he's in the
time.
Conversation
oh, yeah.
of
oh,
Jerry
yeah.
Rice
yeah.
in top three or
I
top
think he's,
two?
I think he's in the conversation
say,
now.
He's close now.
Not top
you
three.
You think top three?
Top five, maybe.
Oh, top five all day.
Yeah.
All day. No, there's not even a debate there, I don't think.
I bet some people would debate the shit out of that, but yeah.
Where would you? Who else would you put top five?
Oh, man, we got to make a list, probably.
Jerry.
Yep.
Randy.
Yep.
T.O.
Yep.
Calvin.
Yep.
The fifth, I guess you could slide a couple around.
I'll pull up a list here and see what they say.
For top five?
Yep. Jerry Rice, Don Hutson, playing against mailmen, doesn't count. Lance Allworth.
You can't shit on people like that, Carter. The older generation
yeah,
hate
can.
Us.
I don't care.
What
fucking
you think Don's going to come yell at me?
Yeah, what you know?
No,
this
I meant
is
like some old person be like, God, what a little fucking
can
asshole.
Can you imagine how many home runs Babe Ruth would hit if he could quit smoking cigarettes on the side? I mean, my God. Like,
Hey now.
They got Lance Allworth up there, Steve Largent, T.O., Larry Fitz, Calvin Johnson, Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, I wouldn't, I don't know, that
where's,
wouldn't be my
where's
list.
Where's Randy?
He was on there.
Was he?
Yeah, he was three.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that wouldn't be my list, but anyway.
I could flop out Harrison and Larry at five pretty easy. I could make the argument either way.
I like Larry. I like him top five, but.
Andre Johnson's up there, too.
I mean, we listed four that I think were solid. Jerry Rice.
You think
Randy
T.O.
Moss,
sits at three?
T.O.
You think T.O. sits at three? No. Even with the off-field shenanigans?
Maybe.
What are your thoughts? You're a little young. Maybe you didn't really know the off-field shenanigans of that.
Nope. Too old.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's talk free agency.
Yeah, I'm going to bow out. I got no help.
Let me ask you guys this question.
Okay.
Is it so dumb that the Broncos cut Russell Wilson?
Yes.
So they literally are saying, they're literally saying, we'd rather pay you $40 million to go on vacation than to play quarterback for
they
us.
They are paying him $85 million. Whatever team he goes to is basically a vet min to have him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I don't
stupid.
Understand. They're literally paying the salary for another team to have him play.
Use him as a coach for a quarterback you draft.
Correct. Like that's anything. I don't get that.
So many things. Advisor.
Sean Payton must just hate him.
You have to pay him.
I'm starting to wonder if Sean Payton's not kind of a cunt.
Yep.
Yeah, Sean Payton's a tool bag, bro.
Yep.
I'm going to say it right now. That guy's a tool. And he just, dude, everything.
And you say I got hot takes.
Bro, that is, that
he's
dude
nothing
is a
without
clown.
Drew Brees.
I don't get it. I don't get what that dude is doing. You know, he acts like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he
you're making decisions about cutting players. Like, bro, you that is so dumb. I don't know how I can. If he was my dad, I'd be like, explain your way out of being one of the dumbest people I don't want to know. Like, please help me understand how you could be so stupid.
Hey,
you have to pay
this
guy $40 million next year to do whatever he wants. Instead of just paying him $40 million to play quarterback for you.
Sir,
I don't get it.
Yep.
Sir. You have a dad, right?
I do.
Let me ask you something. If you spoke to your dad in that way, would you be fearful for what might happen to you?
Yeah, I just think my dad's not that dumb.
So I'm not that worried about it. All I wanted to do is establish the first part that you're smarter than that to speak to like your dad.
Yeah, I wouldn't speak to my dad like that. But if
my
dad was,
and my dad might listen to this podcast, my dad would beat my ass.
Yeah, but if my dad was that dumb,
he'd still beat my ass.
Then I would have to be like, but dad, are you this dumb? I'd have to ask him. I'd be like,
you
dad,
just know the ass would
how
become?
Dumb are you, dude? Yeah, I would have to. Fine, kick my ass, but explain to me first how you're so dumb.
Yeah.
How are you my dad?
Yeah.
Because that is just, it. I know I'm going hard, but damn, dude, what an idiot.
That's a bad choice.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. I can't wrap my mind around.
They're having a fire sale, too. Judy and Sutton are, like, they said they're probably going to get traded. Surtain might get traded.
Patrick Surtain?
Uh-huh.
Were they just liquidating that team?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good idea with a foot. How old
Sean Payton's
is
getting
Sean
fired
Payton?
In how many years?
How,
what's the over-under?
One. End of this year gets canned.
No, they'll get 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the GM already bought into letting him fuck the whole team up.
Yep.
You think that,
So they're not going to be like, yeah, 1 year, that was enough time. No, they're going to give him 2 or 3 years, but 3 years, I think Sean Payton won't be an NFL head coach.
Some notable free agents.
Yeah.
Buffalo actually just released two of their...
I saw that. Who did they release today?
Poyer and Tre'Davious
Poyer.
White.
Wow.
So
release Poyer.
Hmm?
Release Poyer.
Yeah. I don't...
That's crazy.
Vikings got to get one of these guys, you'd hope.
God, you would hope. You would really hope, man.
Do you think Harrison Smith's retiring?
No. I don't think he's going to retire. I don't know if he's going to play for the Vikings.
Yeah, that would suck.
I'm fine with it.
What?
I'm fine with it.
Man, I've been a big fan of his since he played Notre Dame.
I have too, man.
I really wanted to see him retire here.
Yeah.
I really, like, regardless of play or age or whatever, I wanted to see him be done as a Viking.
Me too. But watching him last season.
He wasn't bad.
No, he wasn't bad. He was
He's
not
old.
The money Harrison Smith wants to play football anymore.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And, like, I get it. Now, here's
same guy saying sign Kirk Cousins
stop.
For fucking stupid money.
Stop, because I thought about this. That was my next point.
Oh, okay, let's hear this.
That was my next point.
Ah, God damn it.
I think I've thought about this. The only reason that I really think the Vikings should keep Kirk Cousins at this point is if JJ wants Kirk Cousins to be here.
No!
Because to me, you can't lose JJ.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't lose. You can. JJ. Then you just turn into the Broncos and you better start fire selling. You better start selling everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Fucking sell everybody.
Yeah, so
you might as well walk in next year with the top 5 draft picks and go for broke.
The thing is, if we don't sign Cousins this year, you know we owe him $25 million in debt money.
I mean, the problem is, I'd rather owe him the 25 than fucking pay him 90 guaranteed.
Yeah, but what if it's like 75?
It's
guaranteed?
Not even then.
It's a lot.
Bro, that's $42.5 million for 2 years all guaranteed.
What if you can wipe away the like $25 million in debt money? See, that's the thing.
Can't we do 60
this
million?
This is why
can
fans,
we do 55?
This is why fans don't understand when like teams go and do this. It's like, bro, you kicked a can down the road. Now you have to atone for your sin. And you have this dead money weighing over you. And it's like, well, yeah, we owe them that either way. And then
yeah, but I'd rather
now
one
it's 75 minus 25. Now you owe them 50, really.
No, that's still, no. I'd rather owe the 25 than fucking 50.
This is what teams do.
It's just not worth it.
If we don't draft a first-round quarterback this year, I don't want him. I only want Kirk for our first-round quarterback to sit behind.
What if it's like early second?
Depends on who it is.
Late, like late first or early second.
If we get Spencer Rattler, I'm changing who I'm a fan of.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Because he won't play for us for long.
Carter's burning jerseys. He's done.
And if we start Nick Mullins this year, I am for sure changing who I'm a fan of.
What if Spencer Rattler, like... gets drafted and turns out to be just fucking awesome.
Just be the next Brock Purdy leading the team.
You'll
decisive.
Buy the first Rattler jersey?
Huh?
If he wins a playoff game, you'll buy a Rattler jersey?
Oh, yeah.
God, if he wins one, he's got the same as Kirk Cousins does in fucking 14 years.
Yep.
Yeah, if he wins a playoff game, you're buying a Rattler jersey.
Yeah. All right. With the Vikings, which, I mean.
Any team.
Oh, any team, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, you got to
you're that confident.
I guess.
It's got to be a medium.
I like it.
It can't fit. It can't fit at all.
No, it can fit you.
I want
you to wear it proudly.
What?
Yeah,
I want to wear some embarrassment.
I want us to play this clip. I want
Rattler
to win a Super Bowl. If Spencer Rattler won a Super Bowl and we could just play this clip back of Carter being like, I'll never be a fan of the Vikings. And then you have to sit there for the
pod.
Will
this be like when we were both shitting on Will Levis last year during the draft? And then if he ever was to go out and like had that been on camera, like us shitting on him, like I would be like, I kind of have to buy a jersey to eat some crow here. 100%. I was shitting on this kid for picking like this like, nah, I'm not going to say it on the podcast, but.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You were there. We were sitting
there
watching together.
I was there.
You fully know what I was like talking shit about.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This year.
If that kid wins the Super Bowl, you're buying a jersey.
You do too. You were talking shit too.
Nah, like you.
Bro.
You were saying heinous shit.
You were too.
Not at all.
You agreed with me.
I think I said Will Levis should
this
get drafted.
Year,
remember I was pissed that the Vikes didn't draft him?
Yeah, you were. But what you also said was you agreed with me on everything I said.
I wish we had Will Levis right now.
I mean, he looks more suitable
than
Nick
Mullins.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, he would have been. And on top of that, we wouldn't have been like totally screwed this year. We would have been like, oh, if Kirk leaves,
this.
We got Will Levis.
I will say about week 13 or week 14, I think I did have to tell Cal on the phone. I was like, man, Will Levis actually doesn't look terrible.
Yeah, he didn't look that bad.
This year, did you think it was weird that there was like no quarterbacks that tested at the combine at all? Only four of them ran a 40-yard dash.
I don't think it's weird. I think kids are going away from it now.
I say I think it's getting more common.
But why?
Because I think that they're going to have their pro day anyway, and all the scouts are there. It's all done. They don't do anything. It's not hand-timed. It's, you know, they run those pro days like a combine now. And so a lot of guys, you got to think of it like the same way that guys sit out of bowl games. It's another way that you can get injured. People have been injured at the combine, right? If you're going to run it and you have to show your time and it's going to be digital, you know, it's going to be like laser timed. There's absolutely no difference as long as your pro day is happening in the, you know, near future, which they all are. You're going to get the same thing. You're going to have the time. You know what I mean?
I don't know. If for those guys,
the other thing you got to remember too is part of it is the combine. A lot of the reason that the combine is such a big thing is because of the mental evaluation. Because teams sit down and they're sitting with you and they get a chance face to face to, you know, evaluate you as a player, go to dinner, whatever it is, right? And Indianapolis, as much as people have talked about changing the place, it is the perfect spot for it because it's a small town.
Central.
Right? You can go out to dinner at the combine for Indy and you're not getting swarmed like you would in LA, right? It's not made for the fans. It's made for teams to evaluate players.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what it is, right? Then they go to their pro day, and all these teams that have had the mental evaluations now, they kind of have what they know they need. Like Caleb Williams isn't getting his draft stock dropped based on his 40 time unless it's terrible.
I was more talking about like the guys in the 2-3-4 range, like Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like if one of them had a good combine, they could have went 2.
Yeah, but they're still gonna run all those numbers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're not gonna not. All those guys aren't opting out. Now, if you get a player that opts out of both Pro Day and Combine, then I don't even know what that guy's doing. You know, like, are teams able to even truly evaluate your physical?
Do you think waiving, like, the doctor's visits at the Combine hurts anybody's draft?
Caleb Williams was the first person to ever do it.
That's why I'm asking this question.
Mm-hmm. Waiving the doctor's visits, like, so where, like, they he didn't get physically evaluated.
He didn't get any physical evaluation at all and said the only way he'll do it. And this was, again, on a reel, so I can't say it's for fact, but I'm pretty sure this is what was said, either by him or by his dad. The only people that will inspect him are teams that are, like, heavily interested or already in the top five.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a problem with him doing that.
Let me ask this. What's the reasoning, though?
For not
what
getting
do you, what do you care if every team knows what you got
going?
Dude,
I'm not trying to be a dick, but let's be honest, okay? Part of the whole thing with the NFL Combine is all of this scent trails and rumors and yada yada, and teams start those on purpose. It is 100% proven. Teams leak information on purpose to make it look like a player is worse or better so that that player's draft stock falls so they can get them in a later position or so that they can take a player, you know, and basically make them available to themselves.
The Laramie Tunsil video.
100%, bro. Right, this is literally what teams do. They
so
go.
So you think something
teams,
in his medical
teams
would
pay people to dig up dirt on people? Teams,
well, yeah, that doesn't shock me. I'm just saying,
teams
like,
have
but the
their
medical
own doctors at the medical examinations for all this stuff, right?
But the one at Indy is
so
a third party
at,
NFL.
Let's say
one.
At Indy, it's a third party. Okay,
it's a third party NFL doctor.
Yep, it's hired by somebody who has ties to somebody.
By
and if a
Roger Goodell,
dude, if. You got to understand, like, you have to see this from their perspective. This guy, Caleb Williams, is slated to make millions and millions of dollars.
He's already making
He's slated to set up his career, right, so that he can have a long, successful career, never have to worry about a thing. And there is a massive importance on not having misinformation get out. And what you have to see is one doctor, their opinion of your injury or your injury history or x-rays or anything like that is not always the same opinion as another doctor, right? That's why people get multiple opinions for doctor yeah. visits and all that type of okay. stuff. Because there are doctors that you go in, you see them, and they diagnose you with cancer, and then you go to another doctor, and they're like, no, this isn't cancer, you have this, and then you don't have cancer. And there that happens all the time. And so if Caleb Williams has, let's say, an injury to his shoulder, all right, and there are multiple doctors he's seen that have told him that his shoulder injury is healed properly. It looks good. And then a team who's like drafting at three, like the Patriots.
But it's not their doctor.
They get a hold of some x-rays, right? People are dumb. People don't know what a good x-ray looks like, and they don't know what a bad x-ray looks like. So if you have an x-ray of someone's scar tissue, and then you have a shoulder that has no scar tissue, and you show those two things side by side to the American public, right? And then your stance on it is, look at the shoulder, you know, scarring that's happened here from his previous injuries. This is a problem. And it's not leaked by the Patriots, okay? It's the Patriots that hire somebody who have a reporter that they know, and then they give them information, and they say, look at
but
this,
that can happen
you know,
anyway.
X-ray. And one doctor says, this kind of looks like some scarring, and it's not great for your shoulder.
But
yeah, but when a team is interested in you, okay, and they bring in a doctor, and they have a doctor that's going to look at you, right now, it's not based on the opinion of, you know, somebody. It's based on the team's doctor. If the team that he's seeing, which he said he would go.
Wait, hold on. Slow down. You
but
just
listen,
said, no, but hold on. Take a step back. You just said the team.
This is a crucial part of it.
I get that. But you just said the team brings in a doctor, but it's not the team's doctor.
It is the team's doctor.
Yeah. If the team does it. But
correct.
You just said that twice in a row.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to finish it. The team that he's going to see, he said. If there's teams that are serious about drafting him in the top five,
yep.
and they want to medically evaluate him, that he'll allow them to do it.
So what's the difference if a
am
third,
I right, Carter?
Yep.
Yeah.
But say that.
If a third-party doctor hired by the NFL commission comes in and inspects him.
Bro,
and then
there's
gives,
conspiracy.
Hold on, stop. Let me finish. Then all the same info goes to that team doctor regardless. They're going to get a second opinion. So what's the difference if it gets leaked on that doctor from the team or the other one? I don't understand.
If a team wants him and their doctor looks at it and says it doesn't look that bad, the Patriots haven't seen it now.
What other team are you talking about? Like the Bears?
Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm bro, not.
Like right now, right?
So
like
the third party doctor says it's bad. That's at the combine. Says it's bad, but then the Patriots says it's not bad.
If he meets with the Bears and they tell him we're drafting you at one.
Yep.
We're gonna take you, bud. You're going. You're coming to us.
You're a Bear.
Come and get medically evaluated, please. Okay.
Okay.
Now the Patriots call. Hey, we really like you, bud, and we want you to come and get medically evaluated. Now, if I'm Caleb Williams, I'm calling the Bears, and I'm gonna tell them, hey, you said you're picking me at number one. You're taking me at one. I want to know you're taking me at one, or I'm gonna go get medically evaluated by the Patriots. If the Bears are telling me they're taking me at one, I don't know if I'm getting medically evaluated by the Patriots. I don't need them to see my shoulders so they can start a rumor about me. He has that option by not doing it at the combine. Do you get what I'm saying?
Kind of.
The power is in his hands, and it doesn't change where he's getting drafted.
I don't think it's going to change that way if he's a generational talent. But you're still getting drafted at one, you're still getting paid.
No. You don't know that now.
If there's news reports and rumors
because you have to understand that fan bias and like what the fans say and the media talking and all that stuff, it absolutely affects the way these guys get drafted.
If that was the case, then he wouldn't be getting drafted to the Bears because the Bears are getting absolutely roasted by the fan base, the media, and everyone else for bailing on Justin Fields.
What about Jalen Carter?
He dropped.
But the Bears have to buy into the problem.
And they might, and it's not because of their doctor saying it's fine and the other doctor saying it's not. It's because once that doctor says it's not fine, and then it goes to Twitter, and then it goes to ESPN, and now the next, like, 3 weeks, because he's the biggest topic in the country for the draft, is, oh, Caleb Williams, there's some concerns about his shoulder. Are you worried about his shoulder? Oh, what about you, Schefter? What do you think about his shoulder? Well, and then all of a sudden, it's everybody on ESPN, and it's Pat McAfee bringing people on, the doctors, to talk about his shoulder. And now all of a sudden, you've got a conundrum in Chicago, because Ryan Poles has to have the balls to tell the people, not only are we gambling on this kid being number one and he's going to be a generational talent, but you all, everybody else in the country, thinks there's something fucked up with his shoulder. And now if I reach and take him at one and he's not a generational talent, I'm fired. Before
he's
all this...
He's probably fired anyway.
Ryan
this
Poles
right
now...
Anyway. If this doesn't work, he's probably shit-canned regardless.
But right now...
If this kid doesn't come out and put up an incredible season, he's probably losing his job.
But right now, everybody agrees that Caleb Williams is consensus number one pick. There's no wavering. And so if he takes Caleb Williams at number one, no Bears fan, no sports fan, nobody out there is going to say, what a dumbass, I can't believe he took him at one. There's no question. The minute one bad thing hits the news cycle and it stays on the news for 3 weeks about Caleb Williams' shoulder, immediately that dude is a question mark now at one. And everyone's debating about Drake May. And this is how guys in Drake May's camp or other people's camps, this is what they do too. They would love to have information about Caleb Williams having a fucked up shoulder at the combine, and suddenly their agent and all of their PR people are on Twitter sending fucking notifications, messaging with reporters immediately. Go ahead, Carter.
Just moving on from that.
Yeah.
Two questions. First question.
Shoot.
Jason Kelce's retired, right?
Yep, officially.
Hall of Fame?
100%.
What rank center of all time?
Jason Kelce?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an opinion there.
Look, man, I'm not going to sit here and go through statistics because I don't know him.
Yep.
I couldn't tell you him. I can say this. In my lifetime, I played center in college. Jason Kelce has been the most influential to me and inspiring player that played the center position and, in a lot of ways, O-line as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I think that...
And debatably... The only stat I've seen in the common era, debatably since like 2000, the most consistent center year to year to being beat is
since,
how they put
since
it.
2000?
2000, they said since 2000, he's the most consistent center year after year after year.
Yeah.
I'm a big Jeff Saturday fan. And like,
I think Jason Kelce is the number one center of all time. But again,
yeah, that,
I didn't
going
watch
to the
some
o,
of the greats, you know,
like
that
going
did
the
play.
O-line is tough because, like, how do you do guards?
Right.
Like, I don't know guards from the 90s or the 80s. I can't do that. Now, tackles, a little easier.
Right.
But, like, interior linemen, man, that's tough.
Yeah.
Because, like, looking at Trent Williams, that's a Hall of Famer.
Also, just think about this, right? Philadelphia is probably the most rabid group of sports fans in the world, maybe. Probably not the world, but maybe. For sure. Probably in American sports. Philadelphia, the city, is the most, like, intense group of fans, right? I think about the Phillies, right? Have been in it. The Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, not really.
What did they make it to last year?
I think second champion round.
No.
They didn't make it.
They were planning to get to the World Series, I'm pretty sure.
That was a couple years ago.
Gavin, Carter will look for us. I'm pretty sure they're playing in a...
The Phillies are not that consistent of a ball club, though, for, like, long term. So that's a... Last year, they could have been. I did not watch the World Series last year. I can say that.
All right. The Flyers have had a good history as a hockey town. Yeah. The Sixers have had a good history as a basketball town. They were...
They lost by one game in the championship series.
Yeah, so they were one game away from being in the
World Series. That's the first time they've been good, though, in a long time, though.
Look up their record the last 4 years. Or 5 years, whatever. And then, you know, the Eagles, right? And
when it comes to football, I think, like, what?
Well, I don't know what you're about to say. You think there's another group of fans that's
City? I think Oakland Raiders back in the day are way worse than,
City, I'm saying. I'm saying a city as a whole.
Yes. Oakland? I just said Oakland Raiders. For when the Raiders were in Oakland, I think the Oakland fans and Oakland as a whole was worse for football. Now, as a city, when you bring in five other teams... I'd have to really think about how many teams have all of them.
Anyway, we all know that the Eagles fans are crazy, crazy fans. And
I feel like that gets brought up by us because of the Minnesota thing. But
okay.
Go on.
League championship series, divisional series, world series, championship series, divisional series.
All right, I'll stop. That's enough. They're fucking great. what was that? That was...
Yeah, that was a lot.
That's insane.
Anyway, my second question...
If you look at, like... Okay, if you look at renowned over the course of baseball, it doesn't.
Right, man. My point was going to be, all I was going to say was Jason Kelce has been the face of Philadelphia sports, you know, for a while. And
since probably their Super Bowl run.
For sure, since, 17. I think that is a very, very cool thing that is one of the only maybe two or three centers of all, you know, ever interior offensive linemen. Who have been the face of their franchise.
Who else did you say has been a face of franchise?
Jeff Saturday was.
Only one other.
I would have said Manning was more.
Yeah, but it was Manning, and then who was the other leader on that team? I think everybody Harrison. Looked at and respected.
Harrison and then Reggie Wayne, I thought.
Kevin Mowe?
I don't know who that is.
Really?
Nope. Can't say.
Okay. Anyways, second question.
Again, centers and interior linemen's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second question. Will the tush push be as successful this year?
Ooh, not with the big man up front. Won't be.
You don't think so?
No.
Not with big man up front.
That's a science. That's
you think that's a science
right
for
yeah.
him? Do you think another center could do it?
You don't think he's been
could
coaching?
Could do it. Could do it, sure.
You don't think he's... you got to have the right person.
You can't coach.
Again, we've proven it doesn't work with other quarterbacks that don't squat 600 pounds.
That's why I'm saying it might still work with Jalen Hurts and someone else.
Yeah, but if your center's not like... that low and that strong, you're going to have the same problem, though, as when they try to do it with, like, Brock Purdy or Kirk Cousins or...
Well, we had Brandon Powell pushing Kirk Cousins, so...
Well, I ain't got nothing
yeah,
for
I
there.
Think... I mean, it's still going to work some, but is it going to work the same? No.
Got
I don't think so.
Yeah. Other free agent news is Mike Evans got re-signed.
Yep. And they better sign Baker.
They have to now.
How can
yeah.
they not sign Baker? I mean, at this point, I'm like, what are you?
Yep.
What are you doing?
The Bucks tagged Winfield Jr., but still are open to trading him, which would be sick if he came to Minnesota.
That'd be cool.
Just to put a pause on this,
mm-hmm.
I want you to read this stat from baseball. That's playoffs the last 10 years for the Phillies. Your stat was off.
Yeah, I know. I realized that afterwards, but I didn't want to back up your point.
Yeah, you didn't want to back up and prove my point?
Yep.
Yeah, thank you.
Damn it, Carter.
Yeah, I was looking at the
wrong
years.
Suck my dick, if you're wondering.
Yeah.
Phillies are only good since they got Price. Give me my phone back. Point proven. Again, they're not a renowned team in baseball.
Yeah.
The Flyers, you had me there. You had me there, but you lost me when it comes to baseball.
The last 2 years.
Woo! Same with the Orioles when they made a deep run in 2017 and then lost ever since.
The games I was reading off were all games they played in.
You're right. I never said which years. 2011, 2010, 20. But like that's problem.
I mean,
you just
that's how much we know baseball.
I didn't even think about that.
No, nope, you know?
Me either.
Like, yeah, but I knew so. I knew that was wrong. I knew that seemed off.
It looked wrong when I was looking at it.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way.
Yeah,
no one's ever that consistent except like the 90s.
You should probably stop. People are going to start messaging us like...
The 90s.
You know what? By the way, we never said our takes were right, so...
No.
It's just... It is what it is.
Or takes, not facts.
Yeah, correct. They're just hot takes.
I will say this.
Jason Kelce has been the face of a city and a franchise. Even when you've had a great quarterback, he's still like the guy.
Yeah.
So I would say first ballot Hall of Famer. Now, if we wanted to go deep into like centers and guards, I would need weeks to prepare for that.
For sure.
Because like,
for sure.
I'm not even sure, like when I read that stat about him being like the most consistent center, I'm not sure if that means like you got beat the least. Because, like, that's such a skewed stat. Because, like, how often is the interior guy double teamed?
I will say, I think it's really cool that he's going out first team All Pro.
Yeah. I also like that he went out and was cracking jokes the whole press conference.
Well, he was talking about his teammate's dick.
Yeah, he's talking about his teammate's dick.
Doug Peterson's balls and started crying.
But he was just making a hammer, apparently.
Yeah. Dude, Big Dick Nick, baby.
Big Dick Nick.
Dude, he was just cracking jokes the whole time and he didn't care at all.
Yeah,
which
awesome.
I mean,
he cried through 90% of it. But
wouldn't
95?
You?
Yeah, I cried watching him.
Yeah, I was just saying, I teared up watching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, Travis cried like a baby in the stands
time.
The whole time.
How could you not?
It's your brother.
Let me ask you this.
Did you cry when the final high school game and the final college game went? Did you cry after those two?
My final college game, I didn't know it was my final college game, so no. My final high school game, yes. My final high school game, they had to come out and get me off the field.
They had to Kate take you off?
Yeah.
You wouldn't leave?
It was awful conditions, too. It was like 40-mile-an-hour winds and like a torrential downpour.
You just sat at the 50-yard line?
Did you see what they did?
No, I just sat on the sidelines.
You just stood there? I stood
for a while. I sat on the bench. I walked to the end zone. I sat on the bench.
You needed a minute.
Coach came out and got me.
He wouldn't let you.
Did you see what he did to promote his retirement in New Heights afterwards?
No.
He jumped through a burning table.
He said he wanted to do that.
Suit.
He said he wanted to do that. That makes my dad. I didn't see that.
Yeah. It's a great video.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a great dude.
What's your prediction on when Travis Kelce retires now?
Wow. I mean, if they're going to keep playing like this, I don't know. 3 years?
I was going to say two.
Yeah, 2-3 years.
One more good year and he breaks almost all of his stats.
Yeah.
I think he's already got close. What's left to break? He's got the playoff stats.
If him and Pat can win one more next year, I think he'll be very tempted.
I mean, might as well go for a four-peat.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I think he's emphasized the three-peat enough that, like, I think that's, like, his big goal.
Depends on Taylor wants.
His goal is to just win as many as he can. I mean,
I think he's got all the playoff stats. What's left in the regular season to win?
I'll look it up here. Did you also see Chiefs sign Matt Ariza?
Oh, I did see that.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
That whole story.
Is that punter?
Yep.
Yeah, the punter had the false allegations against him. That's insane.
Ruin that guy's life.
That's insane. Well, maybe not.
Maybe not now. Maybe we can finally have a punter that can like pin a team.
Yeah. Tommy Townsend is going to get cut.
Yeah, for sure. Probably.
Yeah.
Which is tough. I'm still looking here. Give me a second.
Did you watch that video I sent you on Facebook?
Which one?
You should maybe look it up on the pod just to laugh a little.
I think I did. I watched all the ones you sent me.
No, I just sent you. I think it was yesterday. It was the 2019 repeat draft or whatever it was. You did watch. Okay, never mind. 2023 versus 2024 quarterbacks. This guy's videos kill me.
Yeah.
When he's like shitting on people, prepping bad games. Bust of the week.
Bust of the week. Speaking of the bust of the week, what do you think about Wemby?
Bro. Kid, I ain't gonna lie. I said at the beginning of the year, I was like, man, he looks really good, but he needs to put on some weight to play like good defense. And he blew my joke out of the water. He is putting up a better year, one, statistically, and two, Cal's favorite thing, the eye test, than Rudy Gobert's last one. He's got more blocks.
Yeah.
More steals, like more blocks already.
Rudy Gobert's last
defensive player of the year award. He's been beating him for almost 2 weeks in steals or blocks and rebounds.
Yeah.
Like just playing defense.
Yeah.
He's
7 foot what?
Four, I believe.
Yeah, I'll look it up.
4 foot 4.
7 foot 4.
That's insanity.
He dribbles like a point guard.
Yeah, he
looks weird as shit.
This is going to sound bad.
7'4".
So when you watch, like, Jokic dribble, it doesn't look fluid. When you watch like Wembanyama dribble, it looks like watching Westbrook.
Yeah.
Like cross dudes up.
Something like that. Yeah.
It's close. Not the same, but you know what I'm saying.
It is the same, like the same type of moves. Yeah.
It's not like watching Embiid or Jokic do it.
It's weird.
Now, I'm not going to lie. He still runs so awkward.
Well, yeah. His steps are 9 feet long. I mean, he.
But I will say, even Rudy Gobert runs, and I'm like, what are you doing?
7 footers running, man, is weird. I mean,
you're not supposed to be that tall.
No, you're not supposed to be.
You're not supposed to run at that size, you know?
No.
Not made for it. NBA, by the way. I know you really only probably keep up with the Wolves.
Keep up with the Wolves, and baby, we might make, you know what I'm saying?
Whoa, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
We're 2-2 in the last 4 games.
How were we doing the first little while?
The first little while, what?
Before the last 4 games, how have we been playing?
Pretty good.
Number one in the West.
Yeah, we are still number one in the West, I believe.
Even after, wait, you know what?
Maybe not.
We're one game ahead of
Clippers.
No. OKC.
Yep, OKC. But we've played one more game than them.
Okay, well, so we'll call it tied. So that's tied. Then, yeah. Correct.
No, we're half a game ahead, technically.
Is that technically half a game? Mm-hmm. I always forget how that works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I will say this.
We might.
Damn, the Celtics are good.
Bro, I sent you that thing. They've blown out fucking 3 teams by 50-plus points.
Damn, the Celtics are good.
They dropped 156 against the Suns. Like, it wasn't nothing.
Yeah.
They dropped 147 on the Jazz. It wouldn't even look fair.
They're really good.
Booker shoots the ball, and I'm like, I can't.
You want to hear an interesting stat I heard today? So, over LeBron's career, he's averaged 27 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. He has never got that stat line in a game. That's his career average, and he's never gotten it.
That's
crazy. You know what else is actually crazy about LeBron? If you look at his like first 380 games, his middle 380 games, his set, you know, third 300, whatever, he scored 10,000 points in almost the exact same increments.
I say, was it only a couple games off?
It's insane.
That's crazy.
To do that for 20 years, it's insane. LeBron just... LeBron has the scoring title.
Yeah.
No one's ever scored as many points. He's got 40,000 points now.
Everyone, this is Joey asking questions from Joey's, off the pod. Yeah.
And he did he did 10,000 points 4 times over. All of them were 340 to 390 games all in that
which
time span.
Which is really impressive.
Which is just, he's, you know, 40 years old, so it's insane.
Oldest player in the league.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And still averaging, like, what, 27 a game?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, playing for the Lakers.
Yeah.
They ain't looking great.
They're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I know, but they're still not looking great.
God, it's just, it's so funny how insane one player can make. You know what I mean? Just like every year, LeBron, for the most part, they make the playoffs. Are they the pick to win? No.
No.
Do they make the playoffs, though? Yeah.
It's a lot easier when you only have 5 people on the court at a time compared to a football field when you got 11.
For sure.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Well, yeah.
It is crazy. It's just there's still only like 3 or 4 guys in the league where you're just like, they'll just find a way to, they'll make the playoffs.
Yeah. Who would you say those 5 guys are right now?
Oh. Tatum. Jason Tatum.
That's true.
LeBron James.
Jason Tatum's been shooting the ball lately.
Kawhi
Insanity.
Leonard.
Steph Curry,
I would say, yeah. You know, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, they won the title a couple years ago, and they were not.
Yeah,
even
but I'm
close
just we're down to 5, and we're haven't said Giannis or Jokic, so I was just kind of like
mid.
No, I mean, those two guys.
Stop! Right, hold
Luka's,
on.
Luka's almost there.
Stop! But whatever thoughts you were about to have and say out of that fucking mouth, just erase them all, please.
Yeah, that's
yes, ma'am.
That's probably good advice, actually.
Yes, ma'am. This man will get up over there and beat you for saying some stupid shit like that.
But yeah, I'm sorry I missed Giannis. For sure Giannis. For sure Jokic.
Luka's
getting there.
Dude, Luka cold.
Who's your guys' favorite basketball player to watch play basketball?
Right now?
Just of all time.
Of all time?
Dirk.
Outside of MJ and LeBron. Ooh,
Dirk.
Tim Duncan.
Kyrie Irving's
a solid answer. I can't argue that.
He just does shit with the ball where you're like, how did he
come out of
it? Wait a minute, I don't... It's crazy. And the thing is, too, like, for a small guy, finishing at the rim.
At the rim.
I don't know.
Do you want to watch a rabbit hole that Tommy and I went down the other night?
I don't know. Sure.
We watched 20 minutes of Kawhi Leonard finishing in the paint. And honestly, it was the most entertaining video on basketball I have watched in forever, except watching like classic prime D Wade just run in the court.
Yeah. That said, prime D Wade.
Prime D Wade is still lost.
Jimmy Butler's probably another guy that just Jimmy Buckets finds a way to make
You want to know why Cal and I both like Jimmy Buckets? Dog.
Certified dogs.
That's it. Jimmy Buckets got no problem talking shit the whole time, being like, this coach ain't shitting here, and certified. I'm still winning.
Jimmy Buckets does not fuck around. When it's time to make the playoffs, they make the playoffs.
Hold on, go back. Looks did like you... shit here, but... yeah, he don't care. Did you say you didn't think Dwayne Wade was good in his prime?
No, I said he was good. I just said he wasn't like a LeBron James where you're like, that guy's willing you to the playoffs no matter what.
Oh, what? I mean, I would...
No. D. Wade wasn't taking them by himself to the playoffs.
The year they won before they got LeBron, he pretty much did.
Well, anyway, so...
Oh, you don't have a response to that?
I don't think that it was just D. Wade, but...
I mean, their bench did average nothing, but okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Wynn got
a couple pieces.
After already winning a championship. If anything, LeBron went to go get a piece Wynn and left Cleveland.
That's why
LeBron had to leave Cleveland and D Wade didn't have to leave.
Everybody
Miami.
Had to leave Cleveland then. Everyone.
Kevin Love.
Wishing they could get the fuck out of Cleveland. Tell you what.
The cold ass shitty city.
Went back anyway.
You went back to Miami. All right.
Let's wrap her up.
All right.
Thanks for listening, guys. Leave us a review.
So late.
See you guys soon.
Kyler Murray, MVP.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.